You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up, Governor Evers plans to issue an order tomorrow for people in Wisconsin to stay in place. We'll get the latest from an afternoon press conference today. First, unemployment claims have surged nationally and here in Wisconsin as a growing number of people are out of work because of the novel coronavirus. Last week, The Morning Show answered some of your questions about unemployment in Wisconsin. Today, we're going to continue that conversation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you out of work because of the coronavirus? Do you have questions about how to get unemployment benefits or if you're eligible for them? If you're a business owner or a contract worker, what kind of support do you need right now from the state and or federal governments? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Caleb Frostman is with us, Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development. Secretary Frostman, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the invite.
And Amy Banicki is also with us, Deputy Administrator for the Unemployment Insurance Division at DWD. Amy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, Secretary Frostman, can you give us a sense of how big unemployment claims in Wisconsin have gotten just over the last week or two?
Sure. Yeah. Last week was a week of market increase in unemployment insurance claims. We started the week Sunday at about 1,500 claims and then ramped up. The peak was on Friday at north of 17,000 claims. So just for reference, that same day last year in 2019, as opposed to 17,000, was 790 claims. So it's been a wild week, but we've got excellent staff in our unemployment insurance area doing great work. And, you know, folks, you know, as we've advised them, have been doing a great job of applying online. That's really important for folks that are listening. That's the most efficient way. We've got a really robust set of FAQs for folks to help guide them through that process. But in order for us to be able to process all those claims, doing so through the online portal is the best way to do that.
And Amy, let's start with some basics. Who right now is eligible to apply for unemployment in Wisconsin?
Well, anybody can apply for unemployment in Wisconsin, but unemployment, really, the program was designed for those who are out of work through no fault of their own. But I would like to encourage anybody who even has a question on whether or not they would qualify that they should call in and file, go online and file a claim at dwd.wisconsin.gov.
If someone is thinking, well, I'm still technically employed. I have a job. My restaurant hasn't laid me off, but it's a job right now with 0 hours. Is that somebody who might be eligible to file for or to get unemployment coverage if they apply for it?
Absolutely. And even those that are working reduced hours, let's say their employer can only afford to have them keep working or only has to work for 20 hours, apply. They could be eligible for a partial benefit as well.
And Secretary Frostman, we see in the news that Republican State Senator Andre Jacques began circulating a bill that would suspend a 1-week waiting period for unemployment benefits. I understand Governor Evers had asked lawmakers to do that. What have you been watching for that? What would that mean for Wisconsin?
Yes, as part of the emergency orders last week that the governor was able to put through administratively, he also asked legislative leaders to look really closely and implored with them to repeal the 1-week waiting period. And so with a number of folks that are using unemployment insurance throughout this time, being able to do so sooner rather than later is incredibly important for those individuals and their families, but also for the Wisconsin businesses that remain open. If folks are able to, you know, not only pay their bills, but hopefully pay for some groceries and you know, be economically stable, that helps them and it helps our communities. And so that week lag time is a real burden on our families and on our state's businesses and on our overall economy. So we're hopeful that legislation can be passed on a bipartisan basis to repeal that 1 week waiting period.
Amy, when I think of unemployment insurance, I would think that would apply to people who, you know, go to a job, they're paid, they're direct employees of a company. I know we've heard concerns about people who are contractors, sole proprietors, gig economy workers. Is there any kind of a thing within unemployment coverage in Wisconsin that applies to them?
Not currently. Unemployment is for those who have worked for covered employers, meaning employers that have paid unemployment taxes. And those gig economy workers they don't pay into unemployment. So currently, no, they are not eligible for unemployment unless they have some work within their base period, which is what we use to determine unemployment, that was for a covered employer. So for example, let's say they're driving Uber, but they also have a job at a factory. They could still potentially be eligible based off the wages from the factory, but not from the wages based off of Uber.
And Secretary Frostman, for employers in the state, what should they know? What should they be thinking about as their employees are, you know, are seeing reduced hours or no hours or being laid off?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've been providing a lot of, I wouldn't call it guidance, but having a lot of conversations across the state this last week. I think the first and foremost that we've been communicating to folks, employers, has been if you can, do all that's in your power to keep your folks on your payroll. That's the most helpful thing for them and for our economy. So if there are, you know, work from home arrangements that can be made, that's helpful. But if you can't, you know, maintain full hours, a program that we have is called WorkShare, which allows for a partial reduction across a work unit, which will be partial pay. But then it also makes folks eligible for partial unemployment insurance benefits. But most importantly, perhaps, it allows them to maintain access to their benefits. And so that is at our website at dwd.wisconsin.gov. You can find WorkShare there. And then also, if folks do have to be laid off, if the employer ultimately decides they have to let folks go, to encourage their employees to apply for unemployment insurance benefits right away, and then also to be cognizant of continuing their health care coverage, either through Medicaid, healthcare.gov, or COBRA. There are multiple options, but just want to make sure that, you know, during a traumatic time, folks don't lose sight of health care coverage.
We're talking to Secretary Caleb Frostman of Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, and Amy Banicki is with us, the Deputy Administrator for the Unemployment Insurance Division at the Department of Workforce Development. We're talking about unemployment coverage in Wisconsin, and you can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. As an employee, if you have reduced hours, do you have questions about how to apply, what benefits are like? If you're an employer, love to hear from you as well. 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Kim is with us in River Falls. Kim, hi.
Hi, I'm just wondering, as an owner of an LLC, our business has gone down to basically nothing, so I'm going to be laying off one of my only employees this week, and I am an employee of the LLC. If I have to just close, if there's just no business, am I eligible for unemployment?
Amy, let's throw that one at you.
I would recommend that you go ahead and file a claim. We will let you know if you're eligible or not, but there are some things that we have to look at when you're an employer, but you're also an employee. So I would strongly encourage you to go online and file a claim.
Good luck to you, Kim. Hope you come out of this looking good on the other side. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Secretary Frostman, detouring just a moment, we've heard the governor announcing that this Safer at Home order will be coming to effect. I think he's officially announcing it tomorrow. What, as far as, and I know some details may be being hammered out now, what kind of changes, what kind of businesses might be on or off the essential list?
You know, as far as the details on the essential or non-essential, I think those will be hammered out here in the next couple hours as the governor announces them tomorrow. But, you know, I think it's really been inspiring to see the Governor Evers' leadership making tough decisions, you know, as they relate to both public health, public safety, and our economy. So I would defer to the governor on that. They're coming forth with that guidance here shortly. But know that there are people working literally around the clock to make sure that Wisconsinites stay safe and that our policies ensure the greatest public health for all our residents.
We'll watch for that. Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Sam is on the line in Vilas County. Sam, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Sam? Are you there, Sam? Okay, it looks like we lost Sam. I have a note that he's an electrician. He is worried that the Safer at Home order will lead to more people filing for unemployment. Let's take that one step at a time. Secretary Frostman, you mentioned that the staff is kind of working pretty hard to keep up with the inflow of more unemployment claims. If Sam is right and this goes up and we see more with more Safe at Home orders, do you have the staff to deal with that?
So we've been really strategic about this for a while now, I think maybe based on past experiences where, you know, we were stretched in the past. So we've been really trying to be forward thinking, and we've trained, cross-trained employees within DWD to be able to sub in an unemployment insurance and support those folks. And we continue to evaluate almost on a, you know, an hourly basis to make sure that the UI area is well covered. And there's a chance if this is sustained that we will you know, perhaps look to hire some more folks to support unemployment insurance. But at this point, between the current folks that are there doing a great job and the few folks that we've been able to transition to support UI from other divisions, at this point, I think we're working really hard, but we'll likely look to perhaps hire more folks if this is sustained.
Let's go now to Jessica with us in Amory. Jessica, hello.
Hi. Just to tag on to that, I filed my initial claim online last week, was prompted then to call and solve an issue, went to file my weekly certification yesterday, and was again prompted to call. But I spent the most of the day either not being able to get connected via phone, or the three times I was connected, I was number 120-something in the queue, and 45 minutes later I was down to 90 and then got hung up on. And I'm a little concerned that this isn't going to go well this week, and that not only when they shut more things down today, more people aren't going to be able to get any help. I definitely don't have any money coming this week.
Jessica, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck getting that sorted out. Amy, are you hearing about these kind of waits?
I am. Unfortunately, we have had some phone issues that we have been working to get straightened out. We had over 19,000 calls, for example, in one day. So we've been really getting slammed on the phone, and we apologize. We're doing the best that we can to at least get our system working as it should and getting those calls answered.
We're picking up our conversation about unemployment insurance in Wisconsin. Caleb Frostman and Amy Banneke are with us from the state's Department of Workforce Development. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions for our guests, whether you're an employee, an employer, maybe you're both, as one of our callers was. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Before we go back to our callers, Amy, we have heard questions about people who are tipped employees, often at restaurants, which is one of the most hardest hit businesses. How does that factor into unemployment compensation?
They have to report their gross earnings when they file their claim, but if they're continuing to work but working partial hours, they can still file. You'd just be required to report your gross wages, and then we'd apply a partial wage formula to their claim.
Let's go back to our callers now. Casey is with us in Dunn County. Casey, hello.
Hi. I was recently laid off but received a severance, and I'm wondering if that extends the washout period before I can file for unemployment.
Amy, severance pay, does that affect how he can apply for, how he can get unemployment insurance?
It might or it might not. It depends on if that severance package, that pay, was allocated to any specific weeks. So I would recommend go ahead and file. And it, like I said, it might or might not. It depends on what your employer told you. Did they tell you that severance was for the next 4 weeks, or did they just say, here's some severance? So there's a couple of nuances there. He may or may not be eligible in those intervening weeks.
But you'd suggest, it sounds like, Amy, he still apply and get that sorted out?
Yes, I do suggest that.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call. Jay joins us next in Colgate. Jay, hello.
Hi. My question is, as an employer, who ultimately pays the unemployment benefits? Federal government, or does the employer pay for it? Because in past situations, I think a lot of people are aware that the employer ultimately pays every dime to the employee comes out of a fund that they put away. And I just don't know if it's no fault of the employers that somebody gets laid off if this money is going to come from the federal government instead of the employee.
Secretary Frostman, where does the money come from?
Sure, and Amy can jump in too if I leave anything out. But so the employee unemployment insurance trust fund in Wisconsin is funded through taxes on employers, state taxes on employers that go to the trust fund, and then they also pay a federal tax employers do that helps fund the administration of unemployment insurance programs across the state. And so the trust fund today that is around $2 billion was paid for by taxes, state taxes on Wisconsin employers.
Amy, did you have anything to add?
I can add that there's some bills and ideas out there that during this time of crisis that employers may be non-charged. So we're looking into that. No promises, but that might be coming into play at some point here too.
Thanks a lot for the call at 800-642-1234. Sue joins us now in Richland County. Sue, hello.
Hi. My question is, I don't have the internet at home, and I can apply for unemployment at work, but then what happens when I'm unemployed? How do I get my messages?
Are you reachable by phone, Sue?
Yes, I am. But I was told at work that you had to apply on the internet.
Gotcha.
And that you would get all your information from the internet. And if I don't have it...
I hear you. Amy, what would you tell Sue?
Yeah, Sue, go ahead and apply, like you said, at work. But when you're at home, what happens is we send out a lot of mail. So we'll send you information. And then if you have absolutely no access to the internet, you can call in your claim.
All right. Good luck to you, Sue. We'll go now to Brandon with us in Sparta. Brandon, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What did you want to ask about, Brandon?
My question was pertaining to the order that was passed today, the stay-home order. How does that differ from the order that was placed last Monday? Because I thought that order also said to, you know, they were going to close down all non-essential business.
Okay, Brandon, we tackled that earlier. Secretary Frostman said they're still hammering out the details on which businesses are going to be affected. By the way, we're going to talk more about what we do know about the order a little later today. And, of course, as the official details come out tomorrow, we'll talk about that. We're taking your calls about unemployment insurance here in Wisconsin. We have Department of Workforce Development Secretary Caleb Frostman with us, and Amy Banicki is with us also from DWD. Still time for you to get in with your question at 800-642-1234. Secretary Frostman, a moving target at the federal level. I'm guessing you're watching what's happening in Congress right now to see how it's going to affect us. What kind of things are you keeping an eye on there?
Yeah, we are watching it very closely, both in our divisions and at the secretary's office level. Watching very closely to see how different proposals make their way through as far as assistance for additional unemployment insurance administration, and then provisions like Amy mentioned, you know, if there are potential funds that would allow for benefits to be paid without being charged against employers' accounts or their experience rating. Those things are being monitored very closely, as well as just big picture items, you know, economic pieces as we, you know, look to work with our colleagues across the Evers administration. And how does WEDC or economic development interface with workforce development? How do these programs affect the capacity of Wisconsin families? So we're watching it all pretty closely, but of course, most specifically, the items that pertain to workforce development, and most of which have been for unemployment insurance.
Let's go back to our callers. Ken is with us in Salem. Ken, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to ask about, Ken?
I did have a question. I live in Wisconsin, work in Illinois, and since the shelter-in-place order came through, our business is technically non-essential, but they're going to keep the doors open. And they informed us today that if you want to work, you can, and if you didn't feel safe, you can leave. So two questions, kind of. If I do choose to file unemployment, do I file in Illinois or Wisconsin?
Ooh, interesting question, Amy. Interstate unemployment.
Yes, yes. Ken, you would file in Illinois. That's where your wages were earned, and that was would be where your employer would report your wages.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for calling in. Time for one more caller. Barbara is with us in Milwaukee. Barbara, hello.
Hello. You've touched on it a little bit tangentially, but what about the self-employed? If the employer pays the unemployment, how does that work for people who are self-employed?
Amy, yeah, you did talk about that. Do you want to remind us a little bit of what you said earlier?
Certainly. Yes, unfortunately, unemployment is not for the self-employed because it is paid by those employers that pay into the fund. So self-employed folks do not pay into the unemployment fund, therefore unemployment is not for them. However, if they have wages from a covered employer, they're working two jobs, they can certainly apply and potentially get unemployment based off the covered employer.
Well, thanks to everyone for all your calls. Good luck to you. Amy, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Secretary Frostman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Amy Banicki, Deputy Administrator for the Unemployment Insurance Division at the Department of Workforce Development. Caleb Frostman is also with us, Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development here in Wisconsin. They were with us today to go over some of the latest information about unemployment benefits in Wisconsin. If you're looking for more information on this topic, we've got some links for you. You can find some DWD resources over at our website. That's WPR.org/Central Time. Again, find links to unemployment insurance information in Wisconsin linked at WPR.org/Central Time.